Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this. Skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we didn't get to during the course of the show today. And if you missed yesterday's Aftercast, we actually had it as a video Facebook Live as well. And you can check that out at wayfm.com/Wally. And if you've never seen people on the show before, and we had Zach back in, who used to be on the show, who actually started this thing with me and Betty, man, 14 and a half, something like that, years ago, which is crazy to think. Mm-hmm. I pulled into the driveway today, this morning when I was coming here, and I pulled in and I came around the same corner that I always do to park in the same space that I always park, and it was one of those moments where it depending on how you look at it, your perspective is either sad or good. Like, I pulled around the corner and I'm like, man, I have pulled around this corner for 14 years.
Like, it's a long time.
Yeah, and I've parked in the same spot for 14 years. They still don't, like, have my name on it, which would be nice. A little respect.
You could bring some spray.
I should do
bring
that.
Bring some spray paint in. Spray your name on there.
I should have done that with my last contract.
Parking spot.
Exactly. But it was weird because there was part of me, I think I'm a really driven person, and I've enjoyed the longevity of this, because in my career, I never had, like, tenure. I was always at a place for 3 years, roughly, and then would leave, or was asked to leave, you know, and stuff. And it's a really volatile business in the mainstream world. And so that was kind of my way. And so coming here, I didn't think I was going to be here for more than a year or 3 years. And then flash forward to, like, 14 years. And there's a part of it that's like, wow, have I, like, stopped moving forward, you know, and have I settled in, and then I'm just stopping moving forward, or is it good to have longevity and contentment, you know? And for me, for the first time in my life, I landed on the side more of contentment and being like, Mo, this is a good thing. Because before, I would have been like, I got to get out of here, you know? And so it was like, man, that's 14 and a half years. That's a long time doing this. And I'm thankful to be able to still come in here and do this every day. Because some days feel like 14 and a half years the day itself. But by and large, we're really fortunate, to be able to do this. So let's get into some of the other stuff that we didn't get into here. This was one Betty Rock was sharing with me, and I had to dive down into a little bit more. There was a writer for Bon Appetit. It's a magazine about food.
Bon,
it's all foodie stuff.
They have, like, a YouTube channel, too. That's actually,
oh, do they?
It's actually really – it's big, and it's faced a lot of controversy lately too, but it is popular.
What were some of the other controversies? Because this one guy's getting made fun of for his recipe for breadsteak, which I'll get into in a minute.
That is hilarious, to be honest. But the most of their controversy, I did think, had to do with the diversity at the restaurant, and then pay depending on race as well.
Oh,
they had a lot of drama about, like, oh, the minorities in this company are statistically making way less than the white people are, while doing the same thing.
Okay, yeah, that's never right, honestly. Mm-hmm. Gender or race. Nope. I mean, if you're doing the same job, you know, and you have the same skill set, then yeah, you should be compensated. So this one, though, this writer is making way too much money. If it's a dollar, he's making too much money. So people are making fun of him. Breadsteak is a vegetarian alternative to steak. Everybody that is a vegetarian or a vegan or whatever, they're always trying to come up with something that is like the real thing. Mm-hmm. It is like the good thing, you know, like, mm-hmm. Oh, look, here's this block of tofu, but it's just like chicken. And you're trying to sell us on that. And very rarely, I could probably count on one hand the times that I've had something that was vegetarian, vegan, or whatever, that I was like, oh, I would not have known that was vegetarian or vegan.
I think, though, trying to come up with, you know, a replacement, a healthy replacement, it makes it easier for you to stick with the lifestyle that you have chosen. And there are some people that can't choose it. It has been made for them due to health issues.
Right.
So if you can have an alternative that tastes close, sure, and makes life a little easier, why not?
Yeah, and I understand that. But it's kind of like, well, why have the alternative? Why not just buy into the lifestyle? Is the lifestyle itself not good enough? You know, kind of thing, is what
maybe,
I'm saying.
Right, and maybe some believe that the rights of animals are being unjust.
Sure. And that's good. But if that's the case, if you're a vegan or a vegetarian because you don't like how cows are treated for steak, then the last thing you would want to do is call a bread steak. You know, call it what it is. It's bread.
Bread.
You know, like that's, yeah. I think that's my point. It's like this guy, like when you hear the recipe, okay, so here's the deal. He takes the bread and he mixes it like in a with a custard type thing, like with egg wash. So basically like French toast. Then he fries it in a pan. Then he covers it with cheese and vegetables. He calls it breadsteak. It's cheese bread. Like, I mean, it's like going to a restaurant and saying, can I have your cheesy garlic bread, please? And there's nothing wrong with that.
That sounds great.
Cheesy garlic bread's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it's vegan, and knock yourself out. It's great. But don't try to pull the wool over people's eyes and like, start to appropriate my steak culture.
Steak culture.
You are appropriating our culture this way.
Interesting.
But it's just cheesy bread. Say, hey, I got this really good recipe for cheesy bread. You're gonna love it. And I would eat that. I'd be like, I'll try that. That sounds good. But the minute you like, oh, it's your bread steak, I'm like, okay, you're just trying to be trendy or trying to be chic or you're trying to pull one over on me. So I'm out. I lose all respect for you. And I know I'm way too passionate about this because this really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. But if you want it so bad to be steak, then go have a steak.
Oh.
Like, honestly, at that point.
One of the headers,
vegetarian.
One of the headers up here is great because it says, breadsteak hits the spot when a slap of cauliflower just won't do it.
Yes, exactly.
That's a bummer of an upgrade.
I've never got cauliflower. Like everyone goes, oh, cauliflower rice or cauliflower pizza or cauliflower this. I cannot get past the taste of it. It is an instant gag reflex for me.
Really?
I would be in serious, serious trouble if I had to, because you mentioned people who have to because of like health reasons, Rock.
Well, are you putting yourself on one that level
day
too?
If I had to, like if my doctor one day said, oh, guess what? You have diabetes, or oh, guess what? You've got, you know, something you can't have, you know, steak or chicken or whatever anymore. I mean, that would be a death sentence, like for me. Like I couldn't do it because like cauliflower
makes
me gag.
You'd be coming in saying, well, you've been, bye, everyone.
Yeah.
It was nice knowing you.
I'd be done. I'd be like, all right, it was a good run. It's a good run, but it's not worth it.
It's too late in life to make that change. Yeah. Whereas if you're 10 or 15 and your body just makes this change for you, you have so much of your life to try and get used to it. Whereas at your point, it's like, man, you've known the glory.
If I'm 20, I got a lot of life left to live. I got a lot of years in front of me. It's worth it.
Yeah.
I want to see my kid grow up and stuff like that, you know. But like at my age now, at 52, if you're like, hey, you're going to have to never have a steak again. Like, boy, that was fun, wasn't it? Right, put that on my tombstone.
Boy, that was fun.
Boy,
wasn't
that was
it?
Fun. I just don't think I could do it. I mean, I guess if I
don't
had,
think you could either.
Yeah, I don't. I would have to find, because I can't stand vegetables. I mean, I know that people say, oh, there's really good ways to cook them. Short of dropping them in a vat of oil to fry them, I don't know how I could eat. The only vegetable that I've had that I thought was remotely good was the eggplant parmesan at Maggiano's. I ate that.
Oh, that's not bad. I've tried it.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that was something I actually ate and went back and had more of, like, it, out of enjoyment, not out of, like, oh, I have to.
Guilt.
Like, yeah, I was, like, surprised. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll have more of this. But even that I couldn't have a ton of. It makes me gassy.
It's just not the same. It never will be. But I do agree that, like, when you fry stuff, like, fried pickles are fantastic.
Yes.
Fried tomatoes. Fried zucchini still kind of tastes zucchini to me, but it's still fried.
I would try fried broccoli or fried kale.
I've never
fried
seen
broccoli.
That.
I thought you tried it. It was at Pinewood Social in downtown Nashville.
Oh, that bowling alley place?
Oh, I don't remember.
I thought you said you had and you liked it.
Yeah, there's
I told you about it and I said it's amazing.
Huh. Yeah, like I get, like, if you fry stuff, like that's pretty good for most things.
Yeah.
It kills the nutrients that you and the taste that you don't want, which is good. You're like, true, and I'm like, it's the stuff you don't want. yeah, so anyway, so this guy is getting like a lot of flack today on the internet and on podcasts, apparently.
And he's just trying so hard.
He is trying so hard.
But it is
so
just
hard.
Bread.
Yeah, it's
so,
just bread.
Sorry, man.
Stop lying to me. It's the Emperor's new clothes. Everybody stop lying. Lady Rock, what you got?
Well, I think we can all agree friendship is an important gift in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And a list was put together of the best friendships, wholesome friendships in Pixar movies.
Oh, I love Pixar. Again, Pixar is so good at telling a story. Like, because everything they do, like, their characters are great, like the way they look and the technology and how they move, all that stuff's fantastic. But they start with story, and that's what makes their stuff work. The one I wasn't really sure about was that Inside Out. I remember watching that, and it was so well done and so well told, and I just had this heaviness throughout big parts of it as you watch this. Well, you know, because you think of Pixar, yes, they have their sad moments, but there's so much joy in them. But I watching this story of this young girl battle with sadness and depression, it was heavy. Like, it was really heavy. And there's part of me that's like, boy, do kids need to see that, you know? And then as I thought about it more and watched how they handled it, I was like, yeah, you know, there are some kids that do need to see this to realize I'm not this alien, I'm not this monster, that I have these feelings, and tons of people have these feelings, and it's okay, and I can proactively deal with them, or I can talk about them and things like that. And I thought that was really good, but I thought that was a real heavy, heavy movie in my soul. I that didn't land like super like mirthful for me, even with Bing Bong. You know, it was I felt it was dark but good.
Does that say anything?
Well, yeah, as a dad,
do you learn the not as a dad, but as a human being.
Are you saying
it's okay to talk about your feelings?
Oh no, I didn't get that at all for me.
You said
again,
it's heavy.
It's too late. Really, it's again, it's too late for Wally.
Exactly.
Though.
Just like
adjust.
The steak. Yeah. No. I thought of my daughter.
Like inside. And I'm thinking of you.
Right.
I'm thinking the whole time you have pretty much put duct tape on joy.
Yeah.
On whatever else, but you've got disgust. You've got the anger.
Yeah, for sure.
You got
sadness.
Stuff.
Yeah. Blue, yeah, I got those things have free reign.
Oh wait, and then there's fear. Wasn't there fear?
Oh yeah, fear. I think fear was the little squirrely guy, the little thin guy.
Him.
Yeah, but I agree. Like, we were talking about that Ariana Grande thing, and when I hear that story, we talked about it in the podcast, so if you've already heard that, but like, she is giving away like a month of free therapy, like $1 million worth of that to people, and I thought, especially like for her crowd, it's a younger crowd. Like, in my head, I'm like, that's great. Like, good. I love the creativity of that. I love the gift of that. I think it's amazing. And I think that there are a lot of like young people that, especially in our culture today, it's not a stigma as much as it was in my generation.
Mm-hmm.
And like, going to therapy is not a big deal. You hear kids all the time like, oh, my therapist says. If you were me in my generation and you were like in your 20s and you said, oh, well, my therapist thinks, people would have been like, what? Like, what is really, really wrong with you? Like, that's the mindset. That was the culture. And so today...
But look at that mindset and culture now.
Right. Like, I don't think it's that horrible.
It's not.
Like, I don't.
It's not.
Right.
But I will say there's a drastic black and white difference there.
Oh, for sure.
Because there's no happy medium. I would say that definitely the generation now maybe has taken it a bit too far.
I think so.
But just as the opposite end.
That's fair.
Y'all have taken it to the extreme
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
Where it's like, no, I can stand on my own feet and I can't show weakness. But then when you don't deal with those feelings,
right.
Everyone else that's around you has to deal with those feelings.
But it's weird because it's the exact same thing for the millennials that have to share all their feelings. Mm-hmm. Like that comedian we played, they're like, you're like, oh, I'm not going to do anything to fix my feelings. You just have to navigate them. It's the exact same thing mm-hmm. because they're like, look, here are all my feelings and they're mine and they're my feels. And so you just have to work around them because my therapist says so.
There's a happy medium
right.
somewhere.
I agree with that. I actually do believe that there's got to be that middle ground for this because I think you can feel too much and you can overanalyze and that can cause you to spiral. And then it's kind of like being a hypochondriac. Like you start that spiral mm-hmm. of, oh, I've got a bump on my arm. Oh, what if it's this? What if it's this? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm dying. I have cancer. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you gave it too much space.
There's overthinking, but then there's numbing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And both are not good.
Yeah. I come from the numb yourself generation for sure.
Or pretending to be able to numb.
I know you think I'm super unhealthy, but like I actually, do I have things that aren't the best on me? Yeah, absolutely. But like, do I like hate myself? No.
Well, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
It's my truth. I'm just over here living my truth on this side of the floor.
All right. So,
that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm just going to co-opt off of all of the millennial things and be like, you know what? I identify as angry and you can't do anything about it. And so don't anger shame me.
Okay. I like it. I like where you're going.
This is so good. Let's get back to the characters.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry.
So
I rabbit trailed.
The friendships in Pixar. So Remy and Alfredo Linguini.
Yes.
More or less, Ratatouille.
That
that's going to be a new ride at Disney. Too. They're working on a Ratatouille ride, which is
the Remy is so cute.
Yeah. That was Patton Oswalt's voice too, I believe, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Carl and Russell from Up.
Yes, wow. Yes.
I like Doug though.
Doug is your comic relief. He's your comic relief. But the story between those
and
two.
Kevin.
Kevin! Yeah.
Mr. Incredible and Frozone. From The Incredibles?
Oh, yeah, that's one. Okay.
I never
saw
that.
Like, surface-y.
Yeah, that's not kinda, deep. That's Brozone.
Well, we're starting at the bottom.
Okay.
Lightning McQueen and Mater.
That one's fun.
Mater is great.
Yeah.
Joy and Sadness and Inside Out.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, that made the list, yeah. That was a good juxtaposition of those two and like how, you know, Joy.
They can work together.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that was good. And wasn't Sadness the voice of Phyllis from The Office?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Totally right. And then Kelly from The Office did Disgust.
Oh, she did?
The green one.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize that.
Wally and Hal from Wally.
I never saw Wally.
I didn't either, but I was told that it's really good.
It's my least favorite movie.
Yes, I tried. I was on a plane, and you know how when you're on a plane, you'll watch anything just to kill a few hours? Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's got my name in it, so you think, okay. The first 20 minutes is like, what is
Zero
going on?
Zero dialogue.
No, yeah.
Robots falling in love.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing, and I stopped watching it. I never saw it past like the first 20 minutes. I never have. But you said you liked it?
No, I haven't seen it, but I was told that it was really good.
Oh, wow. Who told you that? Because I would rethink my friendship with that.
Oh, wow.
Unless it's your mom.
Finding Nemo, Marlin, and Dory.
Yes, yeah. I thought that was a good like friendship story, too, where it's not like they didn't like turn it into a love story where like Marlin and Dory
that they
get
would,
together at the end of it.
But they didn't.
And they raised Nemo. That's why, I thought that was a real interesting dynamic that they avoided.
Luca and Alberta from Luca. I haven't seen that. Oh, yeah, that's brand new.
Yes.
We just watched that over the weekend. I thought it was really good.
It is good because we had some friends in town and they had their kids with them. And we were like, hey, do you want to watch Luca? And it was, I wasn't bothered by it, but the kids were like, well, we are going to watch this as a family. And I'm like, well, you're staying at my house, so, and your parents are kind of like my family, but whatever, kid.
But
I guess they have a family movie night, and they had been planning on watching it when they got home.
Oh, that's
and
sweet.
I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Like, I love that they have that instilled, and that was important to that kid, and was like, no, we're doing this as a family on movie night. I'm like, that's awesome. So I haven't seen it yet.
Number two was Buzz and Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
They're great. And then at number one was Mike Wazowski and Sully from Monsters, Inc.
That's a good one.
Okay, so who do you identify with more in Monsters, Inc., Wazowski or Sully?
That's a good question.
Wazowski.
Probably Wazowski.
Yeah, I think we all do. Wazowski's kind of like the little mouthy guy. Like that's
Yeah.
And the other guy's like kind of the steadfast one, you know. But Wazowski,
level-headed.
Wazowski's always trying to get attention and stuff. Like that's I always
I'm glad we don't have like what's the slimy old lady character?
Oh. Roz.
Glad we don't have one of those here at work.
Always watching.
Wazowski. Yeah, I love that one. All right, well, let's do some birthdays here, Lady Rock.
All right, so we have one.
Oh, that was easy.
Oh,
and it was from yesterday.
Fantastic. Who is it? Who is
Jeremy.
It? Not Jeremy. Happy birthday to you. Hey,
Jeremy said that he loves his friends.
Oh, that's good.
It's a good life.
And then his question was, which month best describes your personality?
Oh, man.
Boy, you know what? I'll think about this for a second. But then the other part of it, I'm always fascinated by people who are so into the zodiac stuff. And I'm a Taurus, so I'm understand that stuff
I don't
at
either.
All. Boy, what month? I would go with November because sometimes I'm cold and then sometimes I'm nice, like a nice day out. And sometimes I'm sweaty and sometimes I'm not. It has the best of both worlds.
That's good.
Thank you.
I agree.
I would say you're April.
Oh, like showers?
Well, because there's chances for like thunderstorms.
Yes. There's random thunderstorms, perhaps a tornado here and there.
Unexpected weather.
I don't know. That is true.
Yeah. This is great. I'm getting insight into how you guys see me as like a tornado that could just happen at any minute. What people don't understand is what is so... Like, everybody sees that, and you paint that picture, and they go, oh, my gosh, it's so horrible. But then when you work with two people who are conflict-averse, and there is conflict in life, and there are fights you have to have inside of the station for your show and stuff like that, and you feel like you are going into battle 100% alone sometimes, it's a weird dynamic from this side of the table, too.
We're glad you take on that.
Yes.
And I'm glad to hear you talking about these feelings that you have.
We're not
that's
doing
really
therapy
good.
Again, Rob.
I don't want to do it. You don't pay me therapy. Enough. What would I say I am? What would y'all say I am?
See, I would have put you as like April showers bring May flowers. I would have gone with May.
May is a good one.
Okay, May.
I would have gone with May.
I like May.
Yeah.
Because it's still a little muggy, but there's good days and... Yeah.
Yeah, you bring light and joy. You really
Thank
do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. What about Gavin?
Whatever month is the most not surprising with weather or anything, because I do think
July?
I am just so even keeled.
July's just hot. You think Gavin's hot?
Oh, I'll take it back.
I'll take that. I'll take it. I'm
like,
July.
For the win.
I'm hot.
So hot.
Hot and sweaty.
You heard it here
first. Yeah, clammy a little bit too. Man. All right. Well, I think that is going to do it for our aftercast for today. And as always, thank you for being a potty.